Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium, downtown Atlanta, at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and this is going to be a great episode. We have with us Risha Reed, and she is the new Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute Associate Director. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
For those who don't know, tell us about E&I. What is kind of the role in the university and in the community?
So E&I is set up to actually help or lead the entrepreneurship and innovation activities for Georgia State. And so we're all about helping every single Georgia State student who wants to be a founder or want to create a mindset that is important for the future of business and the world of work in the space of innovation and entrepreneurship. And so we're here to help every single Georgia State student to actually find their feet within that space. In addition to that, we're also within the Atlanta community to build that bridge. And so we have over 50,000 Georgia State students. We have the most diverse set of undergraduate students and graduate students within Georgia. And so we can actually build that bridge for business within the community to actually tap into that talent. And so that's one of the things that we also do at E&I.
And then from a university standpoint, this is kind of an innovative thing, right? To have a part of the university that's dedicated to entrepreneurship and innovation, right?
Exactly.
This is not normal for most
people. Yes, exactly. And to have the backing of the president, the provost, and the faculty and staff is just saying something about how seriously does Georgia State take the innovation and entrepreneurship aspirations of our students seriously.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get into this line of work?
So I actually started within the space of innovation and entrepreneurship at Georgia Tech. And so I ran the Inventure Prize for a number of years and helped to launch different offshoots of that program, and also had the opportunity to kind of scale and start some programs related to innovation and entrepreneurship for mainly undergraduate students. And so the person who was in this role before, Jackie Davis, when she had a different opportunity that she wanted to try out, she actually said, this would actually be a good fit for me. And so I searched, I looked at what E&I was doing, I looked at what Georgia State was trying to accomplish, and I thought, yes, I want to be on that train while it's moving in the right direction. And so I hopped on board and I was super excited to be a part of the community of Georgia State and E&I.
And your perspective is important because at Georgia Tech, obviously tech is in their name, so it's a very tech friendly, tech heavy organization, where at GSU, this Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund, Main Street is part of the name and not by accident, right?
No,
this is
not at
it's
all.
A different type of entrepreneur maybe that comes out of this program than would Georgia Tech.
Yes, and I actually like that because, again, every university has their own kind of thing that they can hang their hat on, right? And Georgia State hangs its hat on the fact that it can meet every single student where they're at. And so this is pivotal because our students are varied, right? And so they have different aspirations, different things they want to focus on. And we give them that ability to actually tackle what's of interest to them and not pigeonhole them in one particular area. And so I think that's a unique thing that Georgia State is doing that is very different from a number of universities across Georgia, not only Georgia Tech.
And even across the United States.
And across, exactly.
Now, how have you found, now that you're kind of now in it now, mm-hmm. right? You're part of
yes.
the team here
yes.
at GSU. You've had conversation with these entrepreneurs in Cohort 3. How have you found them?
Oh, fantastic. It is, and today is just a special day because you get to see them shine. These students have put their heart, time, energy, and hopefully no blood into this endeavor. And so it's just remarkable how they've come. They've actually gone to see that they're tackling school, they're tackling life, and they're also trying to start their own companies at the same time is just remarkable. But they've taken what they've learned in the 6 months they've been a part of the program, and while a part of the program, I've actually had the opportunity to help and guide some of their pitches. And so I'm so excited to see what they show up and present today.
Now, how are you kind of envisioning this Zane Venture Fund partnership evolving over time? And maybe talk about specifically what's going to happen today and tomorrow, and then how you see it kind of growing over time.
So Zane Venture Fund is an investment program organization. And so how we've partnered with them, we've partnered with them in different ways. So one of the ways is to actually get teaching. We have a startup GSU program where students have actually come together to actually create funding for students. So kind of taking the very first step in terms of investment. And so they will be working with Zane Venture Fund to actually get some knowledge, deepen their skill set. And so that's one way we're partnering with them. Tomorrow, which is Innovation Day, as we've termed it, we're going to start with a hackathon. And so we're actually going to have students from across Georgia State actually working with four founders to actually deep dive into their problem, actually come up with a proof of concept about their solution. And so tomorrow is all about student focus. We're going to be doing workshops with the Venture Fund and some of their partners to actually upskill our students. And so it's all about, again, meeting our students where they're at and actually helping them grow and develop within the space of innovation and entrepreneurship. And tomorrow is going to be a little bit more about investment, but it all tackles the same exact problem that we're facing.
Now, having been in this ecosystem for a minute, what would be your kind of dream of how this could progress over time? Like, what's your vision of the future of maybe the E&I program and kind of this Atlanta ecosystem? What would be kind of a high five moment for you and your team down the road?
So I think a high five moment, I love how you term that, would be to actually see Georgia State students across the board actually deep diving a little bit more into entrepreneurship. A lot of times our students are focused on, you know, getting their education, getting out, getting a job, but they have so many skills and talents that they're going to be giving to another organization. And so want to actually have them deep dive into themselves and actually, you know, start their own company. So to broaden the spectrum of what we're delivering to our students and actually tackling the problems of more students and the issues that they're having in the space of in innovation and entrepreneurship. So that's something that I think would be a high five moment for us, but also the recognition as well as all the hard work that our students are doing across the board, I think is super important. And we see that happening with Main Street today, where we have different members of the Atlanta community actually coming to this event to actually see what we're doing with our diverse founders. And so that would be the high five moment. Fast forward 5 years, where Main Street is very much something that students come to Georgia State to be a part of. And so that would be something that would be kind of cool.
So if somebody wants to learn more about the GSU E&I program, if they want to learn more about Main Street or connect with you or somebody on the team, what's the website?
So it's eni.gsu.edu. So super simple. And so come on, we have our information on there. We have ways to contact us. We have our locations on there. And we also have information about Main Street, and it's not too late. And so if you're listening to this, and then we have spots for today, you can drop on by Center Park Stadium. We're walk-ins are welcome. And then we also have our demo day tomorrow as well. So if you're a student, we want to see you at Innovation Day tomorrow and demo day today.
And then if you're listening after the fact, they can, if they're a sponsor, if they're an entrepreneur, if they want to help in mentoring, if they want to, there's lots of ways to help, right?
A lot of ways. We will turn nothing down.
Right? So you need talent, you need people, you need money. So there's a lot of ways that you can help the program and really get involved and make a difference on Main Street.
Exactly. Do your part to help our students succeed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.